You're back with the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. And this morning, I'm joined by Russell French. He is an agronomist with Pioneer. And Russell, to start things off, I mean, 2020 has been crazy, right? So talk to me a little bit about hybrid selection during this, you know, unusual year.
Well, Shannon, you know, in 2020 was a year of a lot of extremes here in the Texas High Plains. And what growers that we work with are learning is very important that we select hybrids based on the soil type that they have, the amount of irrigation that they have. And when we can match a hybrid to a customer's irrigation capacity, soil type, traits that are needed, you know, where they need a double stack or a triple stack, those type of things, it can really improve the yields of the hybrids, especially in a stressful year like this, you know, getting the hybrid planted at the right population. We went through a lot of stress this year, was very important. So, you know, working closely with their Pioneer agronomist or local Pioneer sales rep, that's the best way for our customers to learn which hybrids will work the best on their farm field by field.
Yeah, you explained 2020 as the year of extremes. I think that's really the only way we could describe what's going on at the moment. Looking at Pioneer products, though, would you say the Earflex in that is really benefiting folks this year?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, we have some amazing hybrids with tremendous Earflex, and what we can do is on our lighter irrigation capacities, you know, we can plant these hybrids at thinner populations, and then when we have a lot of stress, a lot of heat, no rain, they're not under as much stress, because there's not as many plants per acre out there. Yet when Mother Nature turns around and becomes kind to us, which it did in some areas this year north of Amarillo, we did have some pockets that received some timely rain in July and August. Those Earflex hybrids were able to take advantage of it and make, you know, a deeper kernel, more kernels around, more kernels long, depending on when the rain come. And we're seeing some really amazing yields in some of these areas that caught some timely rain on what we would call just a, you know, moderate plant populations, like, you know, 26 to 28,000 plants per acre. When normally, you know, in the years past, people would be planting 34, 35,000 plants per acre. So we're seeing some really good yields with these Earflex hybrids. Yet in areas that didn't get that timely rain, they still cut probably a better crop than they were hoping for, just because they did not have too many plants per acre out there for the dry conditions.
Yeah, and I know that soil health, it's always a big concern. It's an issue. It's a factor when it comes to a good year, let alone this year. Have you noticed maybe some folks looking at pH levels? Has that been a concern or an issue?
Well, it's, you know, here in the High Plains, we do have a lot of high pH soils. And, you know, most of it's just naturally occurring, you know. So there is a big difference in how hybrids will perform on high pH, and I'm talking like pH is above 8 with high excess lime. Pioneer, we have some really good hybrids for those type of situations where people need to, you know, have high pH or maybe say high salt content because the quality of the irrigation water is not as good, or they're using a lot of lagoon water from, you know, feedlots or livestock industry. Those type of situations can require a special hybrid to handle those situations better, and Pioneer has them, and we're, you know, just working with our customers, making sure we get that type of hybrid placed on those conditions really can improve yield potential.
Wonderful. And with that, I know that Pioneer, y'all are always working on new products, and you've got some out there this year. How have they been performing?
Oh, they've been outstanding. With, you know, our Pioneer, I believe, is the only seed company doing focused impact testing here in the irrigated High Plains. We have over 40 specifically designed plots that are put out under different irrigation conditions, different populations, you know, full irrigation, limited irrigation. We have a full-time product agronomist that's all he does is evaluate these new hybrids, and that's how they get advanced to be sold in this area. And the benefits of that type of testing is really paying off. Some of our new hybrids are really doing extremely well. We have some new technology with the chrome trait. That's our new triple stack. And the yields with the chrome products are just as good or better than the double stacks that we've had in, you know, similar genetics. So customers are very happy this year. Things are, you know, I mean, it's an extreme year. You know, the South Plains was a lot drier. and you know, the yields were probably below average south of I-40, but still Pioneer performed well when those products were positioned correctly. And then north of Amarillo on the North Plains here, you know, we did have some areas that did receive some timely rain and were cutting some very, very good yields. And Pioneer technology like Chrome is really performing well on continuous corn acres.
All right. Well, Russell, that was all of my questions. Did you have anything else you wanted to add today?
No, just I would encourage growers to visit with their local Pioneer sales rep, get the most local yield data in their area. We do have the new 2021 product positioning book ready to go, and they can receive a copy of that from their local Pioneer sales rep or their Pioneer field agronomist.
Again, that is Russell French. He is a Pioneer agronomist. Just great information. He's out there driving, you know, all over the Texas High Plains, South Plains, you name it. He's seen it. He's done it. And we just appreciate his time today. For KGNC Agribusiness News, I'm Shannon Gray.